Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Tanks have again been filmed rolling through the streets of the Sudanese capital Khartoum, but the intensity of the fighting between the army and a paramilitary force appeared to have diminished late on Monday. The army said the scope of its operation was widening. Doctors say almost 200 civilians have been killed. Conditions in Khartoum are still deteriorating. A British Foreign Office Minister, Andrew Mitchell, told the BBC that the situation was incredibly serious.
The SAF and the RSF, the two military forces involved, are once again showing total disregard for the will and hopes of the Sudanese people, who deserve so much more and so much better. And I think the most important thing is that the entire international community and everyone should make it clear that they must lay down their arms and get back to the peace process, which after such a fraught and difficult time was finally beginning to get there.
Tunisia's opposition Islamist party Ennahda says its leader has been arrested. Police reportedly took Rachid Ghannouchi from his home to an unknown destination. The party's demanding his immediate release. Sebastian Usher reports.
Ennahda has played a major role in Tunisia's political development since the uprising in 2011. It had the largest number of seats, and Mr. Ghannouchi was the speaker until President Kais Saied suspended parliament and assumed executive powers almost 2 years ago. Since then, Mr. Ghannouchi and Ennahda have opposed his accumulation of state power. Many of Mr. Saied's leading critics have already been arrested. Now it seems that the most prominent of his opponents has finally been detained as well.
A grand jury in the American state of Ohio has decided against charging police who shot dead a black man during a traffic stop in Akron last year. The panel said the eight officers were justified in their use of force as Jayland Walker had fired a gun out of his car window. They'd shot Walker 46 times after he jumped out of his moving car. He was unarmed, though officials said they found a firearm in his vehicle. A congresswoman for Ohio, Amelia Sykes, called for an investigation. Prosecutors in Missouri have charged an 85-year-old man accused of shooting and injuring a black teenager, Ralph Yarl, who'd mistakenly rung the doorbell of a suburban home in the American state. The Clay County prosecutor, Zachary Thompson, said an arrest warrant had been issued.
The defendant, Andrew D. Lester, is charged with a Class A felony of assault in the first degree in that on or about April 13, 2023, in Clay County, Missouri, he knowingly caused physical injury to PY by shooting him. This is an A felony. It carries with it a range of punishment of up to life. In count two, the defendant is charged with armed criminal action.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. More than 40 countries have called for the release of the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's in detention in Russia. They condemned what they described as Moscow's efforts to limit and intimidate the media. Mr. Gershkovich was arrested last month in Yekaterinburg on espionage charges that he strongly denies. The White House has sharply criticised the Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, for accusing the United States of encouraging the war in Ukraine. The National Security Council spokesman said Brazil was parroting Russian and Chinese propaganda without looking at the facts. Lula said during a visit to China that Washington needed to start talking about peace in Ukraine. Nigeria has approved a new malaria vaccine developed by scientists at Oxford University. It comes days after Ghana became the first country in the world to approve the R21 vaccine. Here's our Nigeria correspondent, Chris Iwuka.
The approval was unusual. It comes before the publication of final stage trial data for the vaccine. The Director General of the National Agency for the Food and Drugs Administration and Control, Mojisola Adeyeye, said her agency had worked with outside experts to conduct a joint review on the vaccine and had deemed it satisfactory. She believed the vaccine's known and potential benefits outweighs its potential risks, but could not announce a date for its rollout. Malaria is a major public health concern in Nigeria, which records more deaths from the disease than any other country.
Canada's public broadcaster CBC and its French-language version Radio Canada have said they're leaving Twitter after the social media platform labelled them as government-funded. CBC said this called into question its editorial independence, which is protected under Canadian broadcasting law. The move follows the departure from Twitter of National Public Radio in the United States over the same label. BBC News.